This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, wherever you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along and keep up the good work. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget, you can check out our all-new website by going to the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Now, joining us right now to start things off, we got the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country, pardon me, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, we have got a bombshell coming up with this computer laptop of Hunter Biden's. We now know that the FBI subpoenaed the computer to begin with in 2019 because of a money laundering scandal, which apparently initiated in Baltimore, which now we need to find out how this involves Daddy-O, or big guy, as they like to call it, there on the system there. But I would, if I was Donald Trump, what I'd do now is the question I would ask is, well, Mr. Biden, former Vice President Biden, call him whatever you want, how did you know about the money laundering investigation that your son was involved in back in 2019, which, oh, by the way, has your name attached to several emails on the computer, and just pin him down that way?
Well, exactly right. This may be one of the reasons, Captain, that the former vice president has just gone into hiding pretty much until the debate. Of course, he's got to prep, but this kind of stuff coming out, they know that the laptop being out there now and being in a general discussion means that he really can't take questions. But this particular new development, Captain, shows that this laptop was tagged in the money laundering investigation. And generally speaking, you have to have what they call predication in order to start looking into something like this. So that means that there was certainly sufficient evidence for the FBI to look further, and they would be looking to the contents of that hard drive to see if it bore out any kind of criminal activity. This is very serious.
Now, it is very serious, and we do need to have answers, and we need to have them now. We don't need to sit here. We don't need to wait. We need to have answers. And Vice President Joe Biden, a former vice president, does not want to give the answers. That it's totally upon the Department of Justice to start telling us what's going on here, because the voters How could you possibly vote for somebody under a criminal investigation now involving money laundering? When your son was in there, when we got all these videos, well, I didn't know anything about my son. I didn't pay Jennifer Ashton about his business. And we've got two distinctive pictures from two different sources with the very business people that Hunter Biden was doing business with, getting the billions of dollars he was getting.
Well, exactly right, Captain. And can you imagine if the shoe was on the other foot, what would the Democrats be saying? They would be saying, the American people need to know
what
you're saying right now. And they would absolutely be losing their minds on this. But you're right. We have to understand, the American people need to know what's going on with all this tied together.
Now, I want to say hello to Leo down in Miami. Leo's down there doing a bang-up job again. I talked about him last night in the speech I gave at the South Republican Party, the South Republican Club down in South Tampa, down by MacDill Air Force Base. And I want to thank those folks for letting me speak last night. Had a nice little turnout. Everybody asked some questions, and we gave them some answers and made some new friends and probably got a few new listeners right about now. But anyway, here's the thing, Kyle. I got a question in Minnesota about the money. Now, apparently Donald Trump's campaign has backed off the money in Minnesota, at least for now, on the campaign ads and whatnot. And they're letting Biden just spend, throw the crap out there that he's throwing out there. But here's the deal. We now know that Biden's been caught in a series of lies, correct?
That's right, yeah.
And we know that he's not the man for the plan, right?
That's right.
Now, we need to find out, and we'll do that during the break, because I'm telling you about this right now. We need to find out if that is indeed true, if money was pulled from there, because I happen to know, and I've got a copy here of some of his purported schedule coming up, that one of the places he's going to be here up until Election Day, he's coming back to Minnesota.
That's true, yes. Yes. And, you know, Captain, of course, part of that whole thing is to try to, again, make it look like the Trump campaign is imploding. The Trump campaign is barely squeaking by here. All these kinds of things, again, to go along with the suppression polls out there.
Yeah, good morning to Al in Nebraska. We appreciate you up there, Al, and I hope you're enjoying all that snow you're getting. You do know about the snow. We'll talk about that in the Truckers Highway and Buyer Report. I'm sorry for laughing, Al, but I don't feel sorry for anybody that's up there in the snow. I was up there once, 150-plus inches a year, every freaking winter, and we had winters where we'd have 200, 220. We had set the record of all time up. As a matter of fact, we set the record for the country by getting 10 foot of snow in a 24-hour period at one time. I can remember coming out the second floor window and sliding down under the roof of a camper to get the hell out of my house, because I had to shovel the front door out. But anyway, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we're going to do some checking on that.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. That's Pete and Seth Talbot. And that father-son team has been responsible for helping millions of people right now. And yes, millions get out of the pain that they're in. Because there's nothing worse than being in very uncomfortable pain that you know that there's a way to do it. You don't have to take a handful of Aleve or a handful of ibuprofen or a handful of Anacin or whatever else kind of stuff you've been taking so that you didn't have to take the narcotics, which really gets you going, gets your head dizzy and this, that, and the other. You can't drive, you can't this and that. So if you're suffering from any type of lingering pain, or maybe you've got an old war injury, as the vets like to say, the product Relief Factor is the way to go. All natural, 100% drug-free. I take it because of the injuries that I've suffered, and especially my left ankle and leg, which likes to swell at a moment when you don't really want it to happen because of what happened to me at the World Trade Center. And I take the Relief Factor, and within 20 or 30 minutes, the swelling stops, the throbbing pain stops, and I'm good to go. And that's a fact. Now, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, omega-3, or what's in it, that helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, and it helps to lower or even eliminate pain associated with exercise, everyday living, and all the other problems you have. It simply alleviates pain at the source. So, to find out what I know and to give it a try, the three-week quick start is available for $19.95. That's 21 days for $19.95, about a dollar a day for the pill. Figure it out. Give it a shot, see what happens, and you can be one of the tens of thousands of people that have bought that product and are still taking it by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, take a look at it, see what you got, and go from there. I'm telling you, it works for me. It'll work for you. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, during the break, you took a look there to see what's going on in Minnesota money-wise, and there has been money that's been shifted around in a couple of other states, but that hasn't disappeared altogether. So tell us what you found out.
Well, what we found out, Captain, this is from just a few days ago. According to the Star Tribune there, Trump campaign had pledged to spend $14 million on ads in Minnesota earlier in the campaign cycle, but they have been slashing some of that spending since mid-September, according to an analytics tracking firm. But here's the thing, basically. President Trump is doing is they have been switching this, we believe, to places like Florida, Arizona, North Carolina, basically. And here's an interesting quote from a Trump campaign's deputy national press secretary, Samantha Zager. She says, if overspending on TV ads, which, you know, Biden is spending a lot on TV ads there, but if overspending on TV ads determined the outcome of elections, Hillary Clinton would be president. And she goes on to say, it's cute that Joe Biden and his campaign think buying ads in these states makes up for years of Democrats viewing them as flyover country. And, of course, you know, part of this, too, Captain, is the fact that back in 2016, Hillary Clinton didn't spend much time in places like Minnesota.
Nope.
But President Trump is actually going there. And so that could be a real game changer.
All right. And today, folks, I'm going to start doing till the end of the campaign is I'm going to start telling you where the candidates are or the surrogates for Donald Trump anyway. I don't care about Biden. I'm going to tell you where the presidential surrogates or the candidate is going to be. First of all, Donald Trump is headed to Music City to participate in the debate tonight, correct?
That's right. Yeah.
But in the meantime, here's what's going on today. Omaha, Nebraska. You'll get a chance at a Make America Great Again rally with Laura Trump to see and hear her. Also, Vice President Mike Pence will start out his day in the Waterford Township in Michigan. A Make America Great Again event with Donald Trump Jr. will be in Dubuque, Iowa. Donald Trump Jr. is going to be real busy today, by the way. A Make America Great Again event with Second Lady Karen Pence will take place in Tip City, Ohio today. Also today, a Make America Great Again event in Ambridge, Pennsylvania with Eric Trump today. And also a Make America Great event with Donald Trump Jr. later in the day, Calumet, Michigan. And then we're going to have another Make America a Great event with Vice President Mike Pence. He'll be in Fort Wayne, Indiana later today, 4:30 this afternoon. And then also today, Make America Great Again, scattered. This will be the third one of the day for Donald Trump Jr., Steubenville, Ohio. And then, let's see, here's another one. No, that's tomorrow. But anyway, that's the ones today. And then Donald Trump will fly from Steubenville, Ohio, down to Music City, Nashville, Tennessee, to participate, sit the audience with his dad's debate down there. So there's a lot of things going on, and you'll see them every day. And they'll be coming to an area near you. Now, my schedule I've got here only takes me out till the end of the week. But I will tell you that if you haven't seen them already, you'll see them soon. And the Trump Army is literally out everywhere doing what they're doing with special guests from not only your local areas that you're in, but people like Paula White, Dr. Paula White, the minister in charge of the evangelical group that the president set up. You know who she is, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Ralph Reed, Bishop Harry Jackson, Pastor Tony Suarez, Pastor Todd Lampier. They'll be in Raleigh, North Carolina tomorrow for Evangelicals for Trump. And that's something that Joe Biden can't do. He can't get that up that amount. And again, how many people do you keep seeing at these rallies for Biden and whatnot?
Well, I was going to ask you that, Captain. Exactly.
Jeez.
I saw a picture earlier, something with Kamala Harris, and it looks like, I don't know, a few.
A dozen.
Yeah.
That was Orlando.
Yeah, I mean, it is not the fact that all Democrat supporters just are so super COVID aware that they're never going to go out and try to see one of these candidates. It just doesn't make sense.
All right. Now, moving along, the Democratic voters in at least four battleground states, including Florida and Pennsylvania, have received threatening emails of falsely purporting to be from the far-right group, the Proud Boys. Now, that warned, and I quote, "We will come after you if the recipients do not vote for President Donald Trump. We know where you are. We know how you're registered. We know how you're going to vote." Well, you know how they know that?
How's that?
Because Iran and Russia somehow or another gained access to some of the voter registration data with some of their successful hacks that they've made, and they're the ones that are out there trying to stir the pot in America.
That's right, and I think, didn't we see an FBI news conference earlier about this?
The chief, John Ratliff, was there, too.
That's right, and so basically what happens is, and of course these are spoofed emails, and it's not really coming evidently from any domestic group. It's coming from foreign powers.
Yep, Iran and Russia is involved in this, and you need to understand the source and understand what they're trying to do. And I would be a little bit concerned if it were me as to voting. I would certainly drag my sorry little butt over to the supervisor of elections office and vote in person early if I could do it. And if I couldn't, then I certainly would take my absentee ballot and drive right up to the box, the ballot box, and drop it right in.
Absolutely. That's the way.
And I'm not talking about the one at the post office. I'm talking about the one at the supervisor of elections office, which has a camera on it 24/7, and you can see everything that's going on in case somebody got bold and decided to steal ballots.
Well, exactly right. Yes.
Yeah, and we have to expect everything, including the unexpected, from the Democrats and the progressive left this time around, because they know, realistically, that their campaign and their big fearless leader, Joe Biden, is in big trouble across the country. Another poll came out yesterday showing the Biden lead gone.
Well, exactly. And we're getting, of course, very close to the election, so we do expect some tightening. But it may be as well, Captain, that it's just harder and harder to hide the fact that Joe Biden isn't doing well anymore.
Yeah, and he's dropped, and again, yesterday we talked about 538. He dropped 10 points in that poll, which was a big shock because 538 used to be a very reliable poll, and they were reporting that Joe Biden's lead was within the margin of error. He basically lost his lead. But here's the other thing. Joe Biden has rejected the garbage coming from Rudy Giuliani. He calls him Trump's henchman when it comes to the computer and all the information coming from there. Well, first of all, Joe Biden doesn't have the hard drive, does he?
Nope.
Rudy Giuliani has it, correct?
Exactly. Yep.
And I'm not sure if he's turned that over to the FBI or not. I would think that he probably did, being the investigator, former federal U.S. attorney that he was, who put away people like John Gotti, et cetera, et cetera. I would think he's probably already done that. But the fact of the matter is that Peter Schweitzer, the information that he's got that's still coming out, I mean, this is fluent. I mean, every day there's so many emails, there's no way they've been able to check them all, but every day they're finding something.
That's exactly right. Yep.
All right, hold that thought. All right, folks, we're going to take a break, and we'll come right back. And got some information we found out about President Trump's special envoy, Richard Grenell. And by the way, President Trump also is coming to Florida. He'll be here Friday in the Villages. So you folks up just north of Tampa in the Villages, get ready. He's coming. And it's going to be a great event. You watch and see if they don't have 30, 35,000 people there. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA Radio News. President Trump has plenty to say about his final face-to-face with Joe Biden before the November election. USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki has more.
Ahead of the final presidential debate on Thursday, President Trump continued his criticism of both the moderator and changes to the format from the Commission on Presidential Debates. Speaking with reporters outside the White House, the president commented on moderator Kristen Welker and the fact that the candidates will have their mics muted for certain parts of the debate.
Well, I think the mute is very unfair, and I think it's very bad that they're not talking about foreign affairs. And I think that the anchor is a very biased person. Her parents are very biased. But that's my life.
The final debate before the election takes place Thursday night at Belmont University in Nashville.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and you'll be able to have the opportunity to be able to meet Larry Elder down in Sarasota on Friday night, because the Salem Conservative Summit is coming to Sarasota on Friday night the 23rd. But Larry Elder's bringing his buddies with him. Dr. Sebastian Gorka will be there. Charlie Kirk will be there. Phil Grandy from Phil's Gang will be there, and I'll be there as the master of ceremonies for the event for the evening. It's going to be a great evening, the Salem Conservative Summit, and I can tell you that right now you can go to theanswersarasota.com or theanswertampa.com and buy one standard VIP ticket and get another one free. Now, there aren't that many left, so if you want to get involved and you want to be there, you got to do it like today. Or certainly tomorrow will be the last day you can do it, but certainly I would do it today. I would buy your ticket today to make sure you get it, because seating is limited, because they won't let us have the maximum amount of seats in there because of the way they're doing it with the COVID thing, where you can only put like half of the capacity in the room that we're going to be in, and we're all going to be social distance and all that stuff. But anyway, tomorrow at the Hyatt Regency in Sarasota, Boulevard of the Arts. That's the Salem Conservative Summit with Larry Elder, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, Charlie Kirk, Phil Grandy from the Phil's Gang Show, and myself. I'm the master of ceremonies for the event. And we're going to take and give you an honest look at the issues we face as a country, and we'll have a great opportunity to tell you about the debate and talk about that, because that'll be part of our subject that we'll be talking about. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at GEICO. GEICO Insurance, spelled GEICO.com. Check them out online. Give them your zip code. Get a price comparison. See if they can save you some money like they have been doing me for the last 15 years. And by the way, they do homeowners and renters insurance, too. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, during the break, the couple of the names that just make you go, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Ilhan Omar, the headline says, some people played something. And what this is about is the squad member's gaming pal once said the U.S. deserved 9/11. And these ladies have picked up on that. And progressives, including the squad, have released their agenda to push Joe Biden further to the left. Now, he hasn't answered their ideas and suggestions, but if they're saying it, he better be doing it if he wants their support.
Well, that's exactly right. And no matter, they want to push Joe Biden to the left during the campaign, and if he were to win the presidency, the pressure would become, let's just say, pretty extreme. They definitely have a particular plan of action that continues to include, whether Joe Biden wins or not, they want to continue on primarying other Democrat representatives and senators in order to begin to establish their own power base and expand it. So they're definitely serious about all of this stuff. But Joe Biden, again, trying to hold together this very tenuous alliance. One, you know, can only imagine what would happen in a Harris Biden administration of how the squad and the squad the ilk of the squad would actually be influenced.
I'm glad you said it that way, Harris Biden administration, because Charlemagne the God, remember him?
Yeah, the radio host, yeah.
Yeah, he says that Trump is connecting with the young black voters. My goodness, could it be? Could it be? Because I'm telling you, if he doesn't get, and I really think he's going to get 15, maybe 16% of the black vote this time around, which would be the highest number ever for a Republican.
Yes, that's very, very possible, if not more. You know, Captain, what Charlemagne the God was talking about was, he says that Trump actually is talking to young black male voters, and from his quote. He says he's directing ads towards them. Says they are a group that, you know, never gets courted. He says, I mean, black people don't get courted either as a whole, but that old Democratic regime speaks to old black men, and they think that everyone else in the black community basically falls in line. But his words that he said. But so here's the thing, though. You know, that really speaks volumes, because it means that Joe Biden's campaign is not doing that. However, Charlemagne the God goes on to say he's really voting for Kamala Harris and not Joe Biden. I suppose because he thinks that she's a bigger political change agent. But my goodness, if you actually have someone who's talking to young black voters and is actually making an actual difference in their life with the economy and opportunity, why not just make the leap and say, Trump's doing a great job?
Yeah, and that's all true. Now, the other thing is, President Trump, who basically is just cooling his jets until Friday, when he gets back out on the campaign trail again, he's headed to Nashville, Tennessee, where the debate will be held tonight there. And I can't wait to hear what's said and how it's said, because the president needs to go after Joe Biden. And I'm telling you, folks, if they shut his mic off, because he brings up the Biden, Hunter Biden's laptop and the emails and all that stuff, if they shut his mic off, they've just handed the election to Donald Trump, because everyone will see what censorship is all about.
Well, that, and what if they do this? What if they make an announcement at the beginning of the debate that the Hunter Biden laptop email thing is off limits or not going to be discussed because it wasn't agreed upon by the Biden campaign or some other kind of thing?
Oh,
like
I hope
that.
I hope they use those words. Wasn't agreed upon by the Biden campaign. I hope they use those thoughts. Those,
yes,
I really do.
Absolutely. And, of course, Captain, yes, the president, I think, will go after Joe Biden, if very specifically laser beaming in on this. At the same time, he also needs to be able to speak to the people about his accomplishments and the fact that he is, just like Charlemagne the God is talking about, talking to people about their issues and things that are going on in their lives, which are also so very important to the American voter.
Well, you folks up north of me in the Villages, which is the largest little city inside the state of Florida, it's a 55-plus community, retirement community, which, by the way, they're going to change the rules so people under 55 can move there. I don't know why they're doing that, but they are. But anyway, 60,000-plus people live there. The president is coming to the Villages, which is where all the politicians like to go, and he's going to have a rally there on Friday. I don't know what time it is yet. I haven't seen anything to tell me, but we'll try to find out during the next break so we can tell you before the top of the hour. Now, the other thing is the Democrats have announced they're going to boycott the Senate Judiciary Committee vote on Justice Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. They're just not going to be there.
Yeah, you know, this is comedy time for the Democrats, evidently. You know, Captain, one of the big dust-ups, and perhaps the biggest dust-up out of the Barrett hearings, was the fact that Dianne Feinstein said something nice about Senator Lindsey Graham and how the hearings were handled, and guess what? Chuckie Boy Schumer.
Let's get it right. The president calls him. This is what the president says. Hey, Chuckie Boy, how you doing?
That's right. Chuckie Boy Schumer,
yep,
said that he had a, quote, long and serious talk, unquote, with Senator Dianne Feinstein about what she had said, because again, what this does is the Democrats wanted to portray this as a sham, as a illegitimate hearing. Of course, there was nothing illegitimate about it.
Sounds like Chuckie Boy Schumer.
Well, precisely.
He's a sham.
So what they're doing is, again, can you see? See, here's the message. If you do anything that actually encourages bipartisan friendliness, for example, you're going to get a long and serious talk from Chuckie Schumer for sure, and if things are going to not be good, we're going to kick you off the committee, et cetera. And this is just another expression of just how, you know, Trump derangement syndrome. You can call it what you want, but the Democrats are not even going to participate. My goodness.
Yeah, and by the way, folks, Rudy Giuliani has already met with the police over the disgusting Hunter Biden photos that are showing up on this computer, this laptop, which it's, you talk about a pervert, this is pornographic, and this is the kind of stuff that could get somebody locked up because this stuff was put out there in the public realm, and it was actually there in some of the deep, deep, dark internal websites they've got there.
The dark web?
Yeah, there you go, the dark web. Uh-huh. So it's been put out there, and pornographic stuff is pornographic regardless of who puts it out there. You can get in trouble for that. And again, Hunter Biden, just add it to the list.
This is just gets worse by the minute, doesn't it?
Yeah. Hold on, folks. When we come back, we're going to tell you all about the snowstorm up to the north. If you're traveling along I-90, I-94, you might want to pay attention to this all the way from Wisconsin out west into Montana and beyond, because we got us some white stuff tonight, and it's light in some areas, but in other areas, it's coming down in buckets. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's...
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much. That's Donna Fiducia, and she happens to be up there in Carrollton, Georgia. She and her husband, Don, own the Double D Horse Ranch up there, Double D Ranch, they call it, and they have a bunch of horses they stable there, and it's a little early for them to be up, but they'll be up in a couple hours, but I always like to mention that. And by the way, that's just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hula out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by you folks at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. When you see the sign for the Pilot and the Flying J on the Third Watch, pull on in there. Get your fuel, get your food, take a break, and tell them the captain sent you, and you get a nice free hot cup of coffee. Now, the other thing is, join the driver's club, because if you join the driver's club, you're going to be able to get points for that fuel you buy, the food you buy, the stuff you get in the store, and you can use the points for discounts on various things, or you can use it to trade off for some of the great things they've got in the driver's club. Now, this goes out to all the ladies out there tonight. All I got to do is get it to play, right? Okay, come on here. Oh, there we go. Maybe that'll work better. Let's try it again. There we go. That's Robert Palmer, Simply Irresistible, and that comes from Days of Old, and I'm going to bring Kyle in here. You remember that song, Kyle?
I do, yeah, Robert Palmer.
I never saw so many women all dressed alike in one place at one time, and they all looked like they're mannequins.
Well, yeah, there's actually that first video that started it all, that was, I remember the story, there's the makeup artist did that, and it just kind of all fell into place, and it became a signature look for his act, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, okay, well, there you go. All right, now the other thing is, folks, is I'm going to read you this weather statement here, and just hold on to your hats, because here we go, and again, a 990, I-94. You're going to have an adventure tonight all the way from Seattle east to, the northern part of Wisconsin and even northern Michigan. Heavy snow will develop overnight in the Dakotas and move into northern Minnesota on Thursday. Light sleet, freezing rain, accumulations possible. South of the area of heavy snow from South Dakota into central Minnesota. Bitter cold temperatures, and I mean the coldest of the season, will follow this weekend along with another storm coming in the Pacific Northwest. Welcome to winter starting Friday, then moving down the Rockies through Monday. Now, this is serious stuff, folks. You guys and gals going up north, anybody going west and north of Chicago getting up on 90 or 94, you need to have your fuel right. You need to have extra supplies with you in case for some reason you get stuck out on the highway. Make sure you have some non-perishables with you because you might be sitting there for a while because we are talking big time snows in parts of 90 and 94 interstates going across. Okay, Kyle, take it away out west.
Well, you're absolutely right, Captain. Yeah, the big focus right now is on the storms that are moving through and the snow moving through Montana. The entire state is either covered by a winter weather advisory, as you mentioned, along I-94, or a winter storm watch or a winter storm warning. And we do have a strong early season storm coming down the pike that's going to be landing pretty much Friday in the area of Washington State, and as you said, moving on down. And that's going to bring moderate to heavy snow. Right now, looking at some temperatures, for example, in Missoula, it's 32, high of 33 during the daytime. Friday and Saturday, expecting snow. Great Falls snowing right now, we understand, at 24 degrees. It's going to be 23 degrees during the day. In Helena, also snow on looking for that on Saturday, but it's going to be 26 degrees. Then Butte, Montana, 25 degrees. So all the conditions are there. Old man winter is definitely making a statement right now. So as we go across into Washington, we've still got that winter storm watch that we were just talking about with that storm coming down. In Seattle, they have a frost advisory that goes down through Tacoma, through Portland, Salem, Eugene, all the way down to the California border, basically. So if you're traveling down the 5 freeway, you got a frost advisory there. Still fire weather warning in Northern California, but here, get this. We've got a freeze, looks like a freeze warning near Reno, Nevada and Carson City.
Yeah.
And that covers a large part of the state of Nevada, quadrant of it, the northwest quadrant. And that's coming down, of course, I-80. So you got to be careful there. Down through California, we've got pretty mild temperatures in Southern California, over in the southwest in Phoenix. It's starting to dial down, 92 degrees for Thursday, Palm Springs, 93 degrees for Thursday. But, of course, over in Denver, Captain, in that area in Colorado, still got the air quality alert. And then we've also got fire weather warnings there as that Cal Wood fire continues on. And over in Utah, as we come down the 15 freeway, east of Provo, as you travel down the 15, got a fire weather warning there as well.
Okay, and I want to add one thing because I didn't hear you say it. Cabbage, I-84 going cabbage up over the top down into the Hood River Valley. You're going to have snow up there tonight. Not sure how much, but you certainly are going to have snow. So all the higher elevations out that way. 4th of July, the winds up there right now clocking 40 to 45 miles an hour in zero visibility snow. Now, where I come from, we call that a blizzard. So if you can't see and it's snowing that hard, then guess what? Please be careful. And by the way, chain requirements are going to be up here pretty quick if they aren't already. Now, let me back off here and start out in the central part of the country because we got a big problem along I-70 right now. I-70, Kansas over into Missouri, towards St. Louis and into Illinois, you have got dense fog, especially along I-70. Now, over in Kansas right now, I-29 north-south out of an I-35 north-south, you have got dense fog for about 100 miles from the Nebraska line south down to the central part of Missouri. Also in the central part of Nebraska, you have a dense fog advisory as well. And that fog is all the way over into Illinois. It's patchy in Illinois along 70, 55, 57. And then goes into parts of Indiana right now, and it may be moving further east. You've also got fog on the East Coast. I'll get to that in a minute. But snow tonight, northern Michigan, the Upper Peninsula, Minnesota. You definitely have got snow coming through the Twin Cities. You've got a winter storm warning headed in your direction. So anybody up on I-94, anybody going up to Duluth, be prepared. It's going to be that way for the next 24 hours or thereabouts. North Dakota, Fargo across all the way to Montana, you're going to be in a winter storm warning. That's not going to be pretty. That's a lot of territory up there where, again, you can't see the road when it gets to blowing and all that stuff, especially at night. I know I've traveled it. I've been in it. And please be careful. And I-90 down below, South Dakota, Rapid City, snow coming out of there. And then drifting on down a little further, let's get down into the south because we do have a freeze watch and a freeze warning in the panhandle of Texas tonight. Got some rain in Florida. Fog up the East Coast again, I-95. Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, Jersey, Long Island, and on down to Virginia. So be careful. Kyle and I will be right back. Hour number two. Don't go anywhere. Got plenty more to talk about. It is a target-rich environment tonight.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-86.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.